Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Proverbs 16:3. Hi, I'm Rob West. Do you have month left over at the end of your money? Are you slowly accumulating debt even though you try to control your spending? Maybe you need a plan, a spending plan. Howard Dayton joins us today to talk about that. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always a pleasure to have my friend Howard Dayton back on the program. Howard is the founder of Compass Finances God's Way. He's the former host of this program and somebody we just really, really love. Howard, great to have you with us.
Oh, so good to be with you, Rob.
Howard, in the new video study from Compass, Navigating Your Finances God's Way, you map out four phases to help people set goals for their financial discipleship journey. And in each phase, you suggest that people should be giving as they work down debt, create emergency savings, and invest, all within the freedom of using a spending plan. Freedom and spending plan. Now, that's going to seem counterintuitive to some people, so maybe you should explain how that's possible.
I sure will, and maybe it is counterintuitive, but that's why I don't like to use the B word, because so many people think that a budget is a restrictive loss of freedom.
Yeah.
They also fear that a budget's going to require endless hours of monotonous, detailed accounting, so I like to use the description spending plan. It's a more accurate description, really. It tells your money where you want it to go rather than wondering where it went.
Yeah.
It enables you to use your money to reach your goals and life purpose. It helps you control impulse spending. And I love this. It helps you get out of debt.
Yeah.
So if you're not using the spending plan, chances are you're flying by the seat of your financial pants. You may be like the depositor who replied in disbelief to the banker, "What do you mean I'm overdrawn? I still have 6 checks left in my checkbook."
Right.
I mean, talk about a reality check.
Yeah, it sure is. So I love this, because what you're saying is a spending plan isn't something that has to be carved in stone. You have to be able to make adjustments along the way.
Absolutely. If you're spending more than your income, or if you want to accelerate your debt repayment, you got to ask yourself questions about every expense. Can I do this less expensively? Do I really need this? And reducing spending means you got to change your lifestyle. And this is never easy in my experience.
Yeah.
You may have to make hard decisions if you're committed to getting out of debt. You may have to cut back on entertainment or eat out less, maybe even sell the car with a higher auto loan. Making big cuts and small ones all really help. The good news, if you haven't made these adjustments before or not for a long time, you probably can discover you can trim hundreds of dollars from your monthly spending.
Howard, that's well said. Now, are there special things couples in particular should do in setting up a spending plan?
There sure are, Rob. Husbands and wives really need to work together on developing their spending plan and engage in open, honest communication. The Lord intended the husband and wife to be unified, so be patient with each other. Your different personalities and approaches to money. Men often like to get things done quickly.
Yeah.
Women tend to need time to process and discuss. The key is flexibility, and I think really appreciating each other, encouraging each other as you go through the process. Hard work now will pay huge dividends later.
And I know, Howard, you encourage, once couples have that spending plan, you've got to revisit it. You call that a money date, right?
I do. And it's really a good idea to have a money date at least every other week, Rob, where you sit down, again, review what income came in, what went out, and encourage one another. It's so important not to play the blame game, but to encourage one another through this process, because it's not easy.
That's exactly right. Well, that's all we have time for today, Howard. But thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Oh, I enjoyed the time, Rob.
That's Howard Dayton, founder of Compass Finances God's Way. Learn more at navstudy.org. We've got to take a quick break, but much more just around the corner. If you have a question today, call right now, 800-525-7000. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Proverbs 25 says, like a snow-cooled drink at harvest time is a trustworthy messenger to the one who sends him. Well, for most people in North America right now, being snow-cooled may sound the opposite of refreshing. January is when the chill gets into your bones and all you can think about is being warm again. But the point is that a trustworthy messenger brings refreshment, relief. And has there ever been a more trustworthy messenger than the Lord Jesus Christ? And his message is true. For those who are thirsty, he's the stream of living water, the drink that never runs dry. Get daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Many in the Middle East are going through horrific circumstances and are seeking refuge in Lebanon. Heart for Lebanon is bringing them hope, and now you can help.
We endured shelling and hunger. We witnessed death everywhere.
$116 brings emergency supplies and the hope that only comes through the gospel.
I want to spend the rest of my life telling people about Jesus and his salvation.
Give now at faithfi.com/Lebanon or call 888-201 5577.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and we're live, ready for your questions today on anything financial. The number to call, 800-525-7000. We've got lines open. We'd love to hear from you today. Again, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Hey, let me mention something that's really important to us here at American Family Radio. As you may know, today marks 51 years since the Roe v. Wade ruling gave abortion rights to women. Of course, that stood for nearly five decades until it was overturned last June. We have an opportunity through an incredible partnership with Preborn to celebrate life. That continues into this week. Our 2024 campaign with Preborn is really looking to provide more than 4,000 free ultrasounds to women so they can experience their baby's heartbeat and have this service provided, as well as hearing the life-changing news of Jesus Christ. We want to help moms choose life. And again, with your partnership, we want to provide 4,500 ultrasounds this week. And I'll tell you, the work that Preborn has done over the years, over the past 17 years, They've counseled through their partner clinics over 500,000 women considering abortion. More than 280,000 babies' lives have been saved, according to their data. And more than 80,000 women, listen to this, have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. Folks, that's what you can be a part of. Here's the ask. Your gift of $25 provides one ultrasound for free to a mom. $140 provides five free ultrasounds, reaching five women with the message of life. If you could participate in some way, we would be grateful. Again, with your partnership, our goal is 4,500 ultrasounds throughout the course of this week. We've extended the campaign because of some of our weather challenges last week. If you'd like to participate, just jump online at AFR.net. That's AFR.net. Or you can call 877-616-2396. All right, we're going to dive in here today. Again, phone lines are open. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. Here's what we want to do, folks. We know that you have financial questions as you live and give and owe and grow, whether it's your spending plan, which Howard Dayton opened our program with today. Maybe it's getting out of debt. Perhaps you're wondering how to navigate the stock market. More strength, green across the board today as the market continues to hit fresh all-time highs on the S&P 500. Incredible strength there. How do you think about that in light of your own investments, maybe your retirement plan? We'd love to tackle that with you. Perhaps it's your giving strategy or your credit report, whatever it might be. We'd love to tackle it today. Again, the number to call, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. All right, let's dive in today. We're going to begin in Iowa. Doug, thanks for calling. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your help and for your program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My mother has passed, and I am the executor of the estate along with my sister, and she left a $500 Series EE savings bond, and we took it in to our bank in July of last year to redeem it. And we have not received payment yet. I've made one more trip back to the bank. They gave me an 800 number to contact these people about it. And they said, oh yeah, we received your information and so forth and so on. And still today, as of today, we still have not received payment of that 500 Series EE bond.
Yeah, boy, that's challenging, Doug, especially given how much time has passed. Were these paper bonds?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, surprisingly, counterfeit EE bonds have become a $50 million problem for the Treasury Department. Did they tell you they needed time to verify the authenticity of these bonds, or do you feel like what's tripping them up is just the fact that this is a part of an estate that's going through probate? Do you have a sense of what might be holding it up? Did they give you any information?
No, they didn't. This was purchased in 2001.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the challenge is a lot of banks are no longer redeeming or selling savings bonds. It's no longer a requirement for banks to do so. With them being more electronic in nature now, pretty much everything's running through treasurydirect.gov. Obviously, if you have a relationship with a bank, often they will still do it for you, but they certainly don't have to, and many are not. So I think you need to try to get to the bottom of what is actually holding this up. Is it really more about the legal process and getting the right documentation so they can release the funds to you, even though they're in, the name of your mother as a part of her estate? Or is it verifying the authenticity? Or is it just, you know, it got tripped up in the system and it's sitting on somebody's desk? I'd probably contact the bank's corporate headquarters and see if you can get somebody on the line that might be able to escalate this. Obviously, there's been a breakdown here just given the fact that, you know, it's now been more than 6 months since you turned these over. And if they were going to redeem them, it really should have been done immediately. There's no reason for this kind of delay. So I think you need to try to escalate this and run it up the flagpole here, either getting, you know, going back and visiting with a branch manager who can, you know, help explain what's going on here, or, you know, getting somebody higher up at the corporate office. Unfortunately, this is not going to be easy. I know customer service often falls short in situations like this. So you're just going to have to remain diligent until you get somebody either in person or over the phone that can escalate the situation and get you some answers.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and
right,
God bless you.
Yeah, and you as well. And I hope this this works out and resolves quickly, sir. May the Lord bless you as well. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Again, that's 800-525-7000. By the way, if you have savings bonds, you're looking to either purchase them or get them redeemed, you know, often we recommend avoiding savings bonds. The yield, especially with these high rates, can be better elsewhere. You know, there was a time where even the I-bonds were fairly attractive. That's no longer the case. You really can do better outside of the I-bonds, and you don't have to tie up your money for at least a year. You don't have that penalty if you redeem them in less than 5 years. So looking to CDs and even high-yield savings accounts can really accomplish a better alternative, unless you're looking for a longer-term yield, and then treasury bonds can often be a great solution for you. But whatever you're thinking about today in your financial life, we'd love to help you tackle it. By the way, you know, there are some financial potholes that can wreck your budget. We started by today by talking about those. You know, you can really have some problem areas. And I'll mention a few of those after the break as we talk about scams, identity theft, transfer scams, free trials, auto-renewing subscriptions. You know, there are just a host of areas that it seems like time and time again are the stumbling blocks for you staying on plan with your budget. And I'll see if I can help give you some insight into a few of those that you may want to be on the lookout for so they don't wreck your budget. I realize it's harder than ever to stay on plan. So we want to give you any tips and strategies we can to help you avoid these problem areas. That's coming up just around the corner. Plus your questions as well. Calls coming in right now, but we've got some lines open. So give us a call with your financial question today. The number 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, where God is our ultimate treasure. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
My wife's aunt passed away, and we received a considerable inheritance from that. We talked to the people at AFA Foundation, and they were very caring. What excites us about the charitable gift annuity is we will always have income coming in. It will be steady. We won't outlive it.
See if a charitable gift annuity is right for you. Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got some lines open today, 800-525-7000. You can call right now with your financial questions. We started today with my good friend and mentor, Howard Dayton. Delighted when Howard stops by. He helped us think about how we can stay on track here in the new year with our spending plan. By the way, if you want to set up a spending plan and have a system to manage the flow of money, having I think an app to do that for you to make it simple and accessible. Download your transactions automatically from your bank. If you're married, have a way that you and your spouse can stay on the same page throughout the month. Well, that's why we created the FaithFi app. We think it's the best money management system out there. We'd love for you to check it out. Download it today at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click app. Or you can search for FaithFi in your app store. Coming up in just a few moments, I'll share some financial potholes that can wreck your budget. Three of them in particular: money leaks, scams. We'll also talk about how you can find those areas that will result in impulse spending, another budget buster. I'll give you some ideas on that in just a moment. In the meantime, let's head back to the phones. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We're going to North Carolina. Hi, Charles. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. This is Charles McKee, and I'm calling to ask for wisdom. Most of my resources are tied up in my home, and I have a savings of about $15,000. I'm trying to be protected from inflation. My nephew has suggested an online bank, subsidiary of a regular bank in Texas, Bask Bank, established in 2020. So I'm wondering if it is, they're offering 5.1% interest rate. And there's, of course, no bill pay or no checking account. It's the place to put your money for interest, and then it can be associated with my local bank.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I like that plan, Charles. I'm a fan of the online banks, so long as there's FDIC or NCUA insurance. FDIC would be for a bank. NCUA would be for a credit union. But, there are some very attractive rates out there right now, and 5.1 is probably the top end. I'm looking at bankrate.com, which is where I would send you, bankrate.com. Just click on high yield savings right there at the top of the page, and it will essentially give you two things. First of all, a list of those banks that are offering the most competitive interest rates right now, and you'll see the range is between 4.5 and 5.1%. It'll also give you the breakdown on kind of the details of the product. So are there any minimums? Are there any monthly fees? Do they have check writing? You will also see a rating using their 5-star rating system there at Bankrate, and it will tell you whether they're a member of FDIC. So you could use those that you see at bankrate.com to compare to what you've got there locally, Charles. Obviously, with this being an online bank, it really doesn't matter where it is. I would be looking for one that's highly rated alongside the fact that it has that, you know, really competitive interest rate. And I would concur. I'm looking at one right here that has 5.1%, nearly 5-star rated, no fees or minimums, certainly FDIC insurance. So I like that idea. I also like what you're saying about linking it to your checking account, because that's going to allow you to make electronic transfers, usually within 2 or 3 days at the most. You should be able to do that fee-free without any charge whatsoever. That gets it out of your operating account or your checking account, so you're not as prone to use the money. makes it a little harder to get access to it, which is actually a good thing because then you're really thoughtful about when you move it in and out. The goal is to let it just continue to build and earn interest. But if you need it, you need to be able to get ready access to it. So is that helpful?
Oh, yes, very helpful. Thank you for your kind help, and I really enjoy your program.
Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate it. Again, that website is bankrate.com, and you tell your son he's giving you some great advice. So we appreciate you calling today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear your financial question today. Maybe you've got a conundrum you're wrestling with in your financial life. You'd like to run it through the lens of biblical wisdom. We'll help you apply those principles from God's Word to whatever you're thinking about today. And again, at 800-525-7000. You know, we started today by talking about your spending plan, which can be a journey. I realize it can be challenging to stay on track. And one of the things that will often derail you in terms of your spending plan is what we call financial potholes. I'm going to mention three of them today. Hopefully this will help you stay on track. The first is scams. You know, there's new scams every week, so we really need to be vigilant here. Technology is making it easier and easier for crooks to cheat people, so you want to keep your phones and computers updated with antivirus software, certainly keep your operating system up to date. That's your first line of defense. The biggest issue in this area is, of course, identity theft. It's one of the biggest threats out there, so you need to protect your Social Security number and passwords as if they were cash. Think about them that way. Find out more about identity theft and how to deal with it when you go to ftc.gov. That's the Federal Trade Commission, ftc.gov/ID theft, or by calling 877-ID-THEFT. The FTC's website has some great recommendations for you on how you can stay safe and avoid identity theft. The next one in this area of scams is money transfer scams. These are really rampant these days. So don't send money from your bank account just because someone asks for it. Even if they claim to be a friend or a family member, you should be the one to initiate any transfer and verify the recipient. A team member of mine got an email the other day. Actually, her husband got an email the other day impersonating me, telling him to release some money for a business activity here at Kingdom Advisors. It, of course, was a scam. It was not legitimate. He didn't do anything with it. But, you know, they are getting better and better at impersonating you. So never click on suspicious looking texts or emails. Never share your personal information, access codes, passwords, or PIN numbers by phone or email. And be looking for communications claiming your account is compromised as well. We just really need to stay on top of this. Some more financial potholes just around the corner, plus your questions at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance. Stick around.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners, LTD, and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
I want to talk about Israel. So, Robert, is this the end of the world we're seeing?
What I can answer, you know, Matthew 24:36 says, no man knows the hour or the day, but I think things are absolutely being set up for what will be the end of times. And what people don't realize is this is ultimately a spiritual conflict.
Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. Hey, we're ready for your financial questions today on anything financial. Call right now, 800-525-7000. Whatever you're thinking about financially today, we'd love to talk about it with you. Or maybe you have a testimony. Perhaps you've seen God's faithfulness at work in your life as you've applied biblical wisdom to your financial management as a steward. We'd love to hear about that as well. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. By the way, coming up tomorrow on the program, Mark Biller stops by, executive editor at Sound Mind Investing. He's going to be talking about rebalancing your portfolio. That's right. What is rebalancing? And perhaps as your stocks and bonds move up and down with the market, especially in light of some of the strength as of late, when is the right time to rebalance, to get back into alignment with your ultimate portfolio allocation that's appropriate for your age and risk tolerance? Mark will tackle that on top of your financial questions related to investing and the markets. That's coming up tomorrow on the broadcast, so be sure to bring your investing-related questions. Again, we're taking your calls today, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We're also tackling some financial potholes today, some things that can wreck your budget. You know, it's more important now than ever with high inflation for you to have that spending plan, for you to stay on track with your spending, look for areas that can derail you financially. And I've got three of them that I see over and over again that I want to make you aware of. I mentioned before the break the first one, and that is scams. You know, this is becoming a bigger and bigger issue with identity theft, money transfer scams, phishing, which comes by email or by text, folks getting you to act quickly, thinking your account's been compromised, or a family member that someone's impersonating is in need, and you're doing things in a hurry. Perhaps even if you have a check in your spirit, you go through with it only to find that it's a scam. Just really be vigilant about those things that seem like they're coming at us more and more often. The next financial pothole, though, to avoid that I want to mention today is what we'll call a money leak. These are little charges that sneak into your life and get forgotten, or small expenses that add up without you realizing it. Let me give you some examples. First, free trials. Don't sign up for a service just because you get 3 months free. When the trial period is up, they'll charge you. Chances are you'll forget to cancel. What about auto-renewing subscriptions? You know, along the same lines, people tend to forget about music, magazine, and streaming service subscriptions. This can happen with your smartphone as well when you subscribe to apps that give you 2 weeks free and then you forget to cancel. Those will renew until the end of time unless you do something about it. So save money and cancel as many as you can. If you're an Apple iOS user, there's a subscription component to the settings tab where you can click the subscriptions there in your settings, and it will give you a list of everything that's auto charging. It may be a good time to review that and see what you can cancel. Another common money leak is the daily indulgence. Whatever is your snack of choice, that might be a daily stop at the coffee shop or the donut place. That can, of course, take a bite out of your budget. Finally, watch out for grocery store gimmies. The best solution is to shop alone, but if you have to take the kids to the store, perhaps limit them to one small treat each and then stick to your list beyond that. So, you know, it's important to know where your money's going, even the small expenses. And I would say ultimately it's a matter of stewardship, taking care of what God has entrusted to you. Our third budget-busting financial pothole is simply impulse spending. You know, for most people, impulse spending is only an occasional temptation, but it has a spiritual component to it as well. And here's what I mean. You know, impulse purchases are hasty decisions, and the Bible warns against those. Let me remind you of Proverbs 21:5. It says simply, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage, but everyone who's hasty comes surely to poverty." Also, impulse purchases are immediate gratification, which means putting the pleasure of the moment ahead of everything else. 1 John 2:15 speaks to this. Do not love the world, nor the things of the world. Lastly, impulse purchases steal money from better causes. I would take you to 1 Timothy 6:8 for that. It encourages us to be rich in good works, be generous, and ready to share. Financial potholes of impulse spending, money leaks, and scams can really wreck your budget. But now that you know they're out there, perhaps you can plan ahead to avoid them. We'd love for you, again, to check out the FaithFi app at faithfi.com. You know, I really think having visibility into your financial life is one of the keys to be able to avoid these potholes, because once you have the information, you see where it's going, then you can act on it. The problem is, it will slip through your fingers and you won't know where it went until after the fact, and then it's too late to do anything about it. So having that view into your financial life so you can make course corrections along the way is essential. I think that's where the FaithFi app can be really helpful, because you'll be able to connect it to your bank accounts, download those transactions automatically, see where your money's going by category, and then be empowered to make some decisions. Now, one of the challenges that I know a lot of you have is related to variable income, especially with the rise of the gig economy, where a lot of you perhaps are getting income from various sources, you're self-employed, you're not getting that regular W-2 paycheck where it makes a little bit easier with consistent income to budget. So how do you handle that? Well, here's my recommendation. I would take the last 6 months worth of income and then average it. And then let's base the spending plan based on that 6 month average. That way we'll ensure, hopefully, and maybe you need to go back to a year. It just depends on how much variance you have. And if it's seasonal, you may need to get more than 6 months. But the bottom line is, if we can base the budget on that average, then the idea would be in those months where we have a little bit more, that goes into savings. When we're a little lean, we may have to transfer back out of savings, but the goal would be to kind of smooth out those ebbs and flows so you're not caught in a situation where you're constantly kind of bumping up and down and getting off plan. So give that a try and see if that wouldn't help you. I think the other thing is really for you and your spouse to get on the same page with respect to the spending plan. And here's why. You know, we often have different personalities. We come from different money backgrounds. Maybe one of us likes spreadsheets and the other likes envelopes, and the other just doesn't want to use a spending plan at all because it feels very constricting. We've got to come together and find a plan that works for both of us, because ultimately our path forward managing money together as a married couple means finding common ground, communicating well, understanding how God has wired each of us, appreciating what each one brings to the table. You know, I appreciate that my wife is really a saver and wants to really be thoughtful about what we're saving and how much we're spending. She appreciates the fact that I'd like to enjoy, you know, us going on a trip or, you know, doing something that'll, it's fun, that builds time and memories into our family. You know, when we come together and appreciate each other's differences and wiring, I think we can more accurately reflect God's heart with relation to how we manage money, but also it just shows mutual respect. You know, God's design for marriage is oneness, and I think when we pursue that in our financial lives, it certainly is honoring to the Lord. So hopefully those ideas help you. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break here on the program and then back with our final segment with your questions. So call right now with whatever you're thinking about financially. Here's the number, 800-525-7000. We'll take your questions just around the corner. We'll be right back.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers Real Truth for Today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're going to head to the phones here in just a moment. There's still room for one or two more questions. 800-525-7000. Let me mention again, though, this is Preborn Campaign Week. That's right, our partnership with Preborn here at American Family Radio, as we're looking to partner with you to bring 4,500 ultrasounds free to women who are in need of those. I'll tell you, the impact of that over the last 17 years through the Preborn Partner Clinics is amazing. Over 500,000 women considering abortion, more than 280,000 babies' lives have been saved, and more than 80,000 women have surrendered their lives to Christ as a result of this. We're looking to partner with you. We believe we can reach that goal of 4,500 ultrasounds over the next several days, but we're not going to do it without you. So if you'd like to partner with us in our Preborn ministry campaign, just head to AFR.net. You'll see how you can give to this campaign, AFR.net, or call 877-616-2396. All right, let's head to the phones. Andrew in Ohio, I understand you have an update or a testimony for us. Share that with us.
Yes. I just wanted to say thank you all so much. Many years ago, I don't recall, I called in about an HSA versus a traditional healthcare plan for my family. We're now a family of six. I'm the only one that works. Wife stays home with the four kids. And we ended up picking the HSA and financially able to max it out.
Wow.
So here we are six, seven years later, we've been maxing it out. And now I've rolled it over into a an investment brokerage online. It's still an HSA, but now I can, you know, get 5% CDs, or I can put it in an index fund. So I just want to say thanks for the advice and wisdom. And it's really set us up, you know, long-term into retirement, it should be a pretty substantial account.
Well, Andrew, I appreciate you sharing that update. You know, this is a great reminder for folks out there who have the ability to do that. You know, if you're relatively healthy, if you can max out the HSA every year, because unlike the FSA, the flexible spending account, you don't have to pull that money out by the end of the year. You can let it accumulate like Andrew has. And then, as he mentioned, it can be a powerful tool in retirement. You know, Andrew, what a lot of people don't realize is there's actually a triple tax advantage. And here's why. You know, as long as you are enrolled in a health plan that qualifies, you know, it can be funded through pre-tax payroll deductions. That's tax advantage number one. Then you can take the deduction, which allows you to deduct the contributions. And then the contributions then accumulate tax-free and can be withdrawn tax-free to pay for current and future qualified medical expenses, including those in retirement. So that's just a huge benefit from a tax standpoint. And then, you know, you can invest them, as you mentioned, which is, you know, one of the other great benefits. You can use them in retirement to help bridge to Medicare, cover Medicare premiums. You can use them for long-term care expenses. That's really powerful. And then they can play a role in your estate plan as well. So there's just a lot of benefits to a health savings account, especially if you can use it the way you have, Andrew. So I appreciate you reminding our listeners of that today.
Thank you so much for the wisdom. I just appreciate it.
Absolutely, sir. And thanks for calling in to share your story. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. By the way, if you all ever have testimonies of God at work in your financial life, we'd love to hear about it. It's such an encouragement to our listeners each day. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Luana is in Illinois. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call here. And I just wanted to know about the FaithFi app.
Yeah.
If it's restricted to one checking account at one bank, or could I use it? I have two checking accounts, but they're at two different banks.
Got it. Yeah, it's a great question, Luana. The good news is you can connect as many accounts as you want. There's over 11,000 institutions that you can establish a secure connection with. So you can have multiple checking accounts. You can have multiple savings accounts. You can connect, you know, all of your credit cards. I mean, whatever financial accounts you have can be connected, and then those will download automatically. You will tell the app whether or not you want that a particular account to be included in what's available for funding. So for instance, if you had a checking account and a savings account or two checking accounts, you could say each of these are to be included in my available for funding. And then you could automatically move the money, not physically move the money, but in the app, move the money out to your various envelopes and then keep track of your spending that way. But bottom line is, yeah, absolutely, you can connect multiple accounts. Here's what I'd like to do for you calling today, Luana. I'd love to give you a six-month pro subscription to the FaithFi app just as our gift to you, so you have plenty of time to check it out and see if it'll work for you. So if you stay on the line, we'll get your information and get that out to you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Rob.
Happy to do it. Just stay on the line. We'll get your information and get you that six-month pro subscription. By the way, folks, if you'd like to check out the FaithFi app, you can learn more on our website at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Or you can just go to your app store and search for FaithFi, Faith and Finance. Hey, we have room for maybe one more question today at 800-525-7000. That's the number to call. You know, some of you out there, and we hear from you regularly, are dealing with financial disappointment. You know, our plans don't always succeed. Sometimes dreams fail or expectations go unmet. Disappointment happens, perhaps maybe more than we want to admit. You know, and what I want to remind you of today is a godly approach to financial disappointments. You know, if you find yourself in that position today, maybe you're a little discouraged about a financial disappointment or setback that's occurred recently in your financial life. Here's a few thoughts. These may or may not apply to your situation. Number one, ask God to give you the ability to forgive anyone who's hurt you or wronged you. Pray for strength to live through your difficult circumstances. Be willing to let go of your expectations. You know, sometimes we have expectations that may not align with God's plans for us. And that can lead to disappointment, but it may be that God is redirecting us. So that leads me to my fourth idea, which is really to ask God to show you his plans. You know, people and circumstances are unreliable, but Hebrews 13:8 reminds us that Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. The Lord is always loving, always faithful, and always just. You see, God never fails. You can trust him, even in the midst of your deepest disappointments. You know, when big expectations come to nothing or people let you down, God will make a way for you every time. Now, listen, it may not be what you expect or desire, but it will always be good. So we need to hold on to what's true from Romans 8:28. We know that in all things, that's not some things, that's in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. So what is that financial disappointment you're dealing with in your financial life today, whether it's related to a divorce or a lost job or health issues that took your big nest egg that you were saving, or your expectation that your adult kids would be financially independent, and then you've got one of them that's moved back home for a variety of reasons, or a shaky economy, or the returns on your investment portfolio. If that's you today, let me just encourage you to go back to Scripture, to renew your mind, and to trust in the Lord. Let's replace fear with faith and trust, knowing that God will provide in every situation. You know, Sarah and Hannah couldn't have children. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. Imagine how Jesus felt when Judas betrayed him. But the Lord has amazing plans for those unmet expectations. Let's go back to just those three. Sarah and Hannah ultimately had children who changed the world. Joseph saved his people, and Jesus saved us all. So we need to have a response that allows us to show the world a powerful witness. And maybe this isn't the way you thought your life would turn out, but God can use your unmet expectations for your good and his glory. And I hope that's an encouragement to you wherever you find yourself today. Let me remind you, folks, you know, God's word is full of wisdom related to our finances. So if you haven't spent time recently meditating on the scriptures related to your financial concerns and disappointments, let me encourage you to return to God's word. And what you will see there is the idea that we need to hold God's money loosely, that he will provide for us. If he provides for the birds of the air, how much more will he provide for you, his child? And when we're reminded of those truths and those practical principles, like spending less than we earn and avoiding the use of debt and having some cushion or some margin in our financial life, or perhaps setting long-term goals or giving generously because giving breaks the grip of money over our lives, when we apply those simple ideas, it's a game changer. Now, that doesn't alleviate us from the financial disappointments. We live in a broken world. We're going to have valleys along the way. But at least when we apply those principles, we've put ourselves in a position to experience God's best. The only thing left is to make sure that we're trusting him and we see him as the ultimate owner of everything and accept our role as that of steward to be found faithful as a money manager. And ultimately, and here's the big idea that we're going to finish with today, ultimately, make God your ultimate treasure. Not money. God is your treasure. Money is a tool to accomplish his purposes. Well, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thank you for listening, for calling, for sharing your testimonies, for asking your questions. We always love connecting with you on this program each day and reminding you of God's wisdom related to your finances. On behalf of my team today, Jim Henry, Devin Patrick, and Robert Youngblood, I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.